Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Monday, the 25th of April, 2022. Starting in Europe today, in France, President Emmanuel Macron has won a second term as president. At the time of recording this podcast, votes are still being counted. However, various polls by different media agencies have shown Emmanuel Macron won 58% of the vote, beating the right-wing candidate Marine Le Pen. With 42% of the vote, Le Pen won much more than the 24% she won in 2017. Macron is the first person to win a second term as president since Jacques Chirac 20 years ago, when he beat the father of Le Pen, Jean-Marie Le Pen. Last night, Marine Le Pen said that she felt victorious despite losing. The ideas that we represent have reached new heights in this second round of the presidential election. With more than 43% of the vote, the results are themselves a striking victory. In Ukraine, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visited Kyiv yesterday. Yesterday morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a media conference with journalists from all over the world in a metro station under Kyiv. During the conference, Zelensky said that his family was still scared, and he asked the US for more heavy weapons to fight the Russian invasion of the east and south of Ukraine. Russia currently controls around a quarter of Ukraine, including Crimea, which it took in 2014, and parts of the regions of Donetsk, Luhansk, Kharkiv, Kherson, Mykolaiv, Zaporizhia, and Snake Island. On Saturday, the Russian army launched missiles on the city of Odessa in the southwest, killing at least 8 people, including a baby. Russia denies targeting civilians in its war on Ukraine, which it calls a special military operation to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. The United Nations has documented over 2,700 civilian deaths in the past 2 months, and the true number is expected to be much higher. United States military intelligence has said that it expects that over 10,000 Russian soldiers have died in the past 2 months, and Ukraine says that it has killed over 20,000 Russian soldiers. Russia has not released information on its losses for weeks. 5.2 million Ukrainians have left Ukraine since Russia invaded on the 24th of February, almost all women and children. More than half are in Poland. Around 8 million people have been displaced within Ukraine. In the Vatican City, the Pope yesterday used his Sunday Mass to demand a truce in Ukraine. United Nations head Antonio Guterres will visit Russia tomorrow to talk to President Vladimir Putin. Africa. In Nigeria, more than 100 people have been killed in an explosion at an illegal oil refinery. Illegal and uncontrolled refining of oil is common in Nigeria. However, it is extremely dangerous. Some government officials expect that Nigeria loses 10% of its oil production to illegal activity. In Mali, France has accused Russian mercenaries of trying to stage atrocities. France says that it used drones to film white men covering dead bodies with sand close to a closed French base in Mali. The Wagner Group, a private Russian military company, which is probably financed by the Russian government, has been operating in Mali since last year, working with the Malian army to fight Islamist jihadist groups. France is in the process of removing its soldiers from Mali after a breakdown in relations with the Malian military junta that took power in a coup last year. America's in Argentina, farmers have protested against high taxes. Thousands of protesters, many on tractors, passed through the city of Buenos Aires to protest against the government of President Alberto Fernández, whose policies to lower food prices have been criticized by many farmers. In Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro has pardoned a fellow politician one day after he was convicted of hate speech. Daniel Silveira, a congressman, was convicted of inciting violence against the Supreme Court. Bolsonaro has given Silveira a presidential pardon. However, opposition parties have said that the pardon is unconstitutional and they will challenge the pardon in court. Asia, India and the United Kingdom have agreed to reach a free trade agreement this year. During his visit to India, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson described India as a guardian of democratic values. Indonesia is planning to ban the export of palm oil. Indonesia provides more than half of the world's palm oil, and palm oil is used in many different products, including food, hygiene, and fuel. Finance Minister Mulyani Indrawati has said that the ban will have a negative impact on other countries, but it is necessary to control the rising prices of cooking oil and other products within Indonesia. In Japan, 10 people have died and 16 are missing after a tourist boat sank. Search and rescue operations are continuing near the northern island of Hokkaido. And also in Japan, a cafe has opened for writers to force themselves to write. When entering the cafe in Tokyo, writers tell the manager how many words they need to write, and the manager won't let them leave until they've finished. A big thank you to Yao in Hong Kong for becoming our newest supporter. If you enjoy the podcast, you can become a supporter at send7.org/support. Supporters also get access to transcripts every day. Listeners, I am a guest host on the last episode of the podcast called My Fluent Podcast. This time, I am asking Daniel about his country, Switzerland, and other things. Search in your podcast app for My Fluent Podcast. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Tomorrow, you will be with Juliet Martin. Have a great day.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.